A friend said to me, I just found out I'm colorblind. The news came completely out of the green.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today, I'd like you to meet Jim and Jean Southworth. No one understands better that when tough times hit, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, even if it's coming from the headlights of a truck. About 5:30 one morning, Jim, Jean, and their three kids were sound asleep inside their house on a peaceful residential street. Their eldest son had just poured himself a drink of milk and headed back to bed. On a nearby hillside, the Curly's dairy guy rolled his van to a stop to make a delivery. When he returned, he watched in horror as the van took off on him. Down the hill, backwards, gathering speed. The van took out a maple tree, flattened some shrubs, and toppled a picket fence. Then it leveled the Southworth front porch and crashed to a halt in their darkened kitchen. A year earlier, when an earthquake struck, Jim sat up in bed and yelled, "I think a truck hit the house." This time he sat up and said, "It's an earthquake," but it was a truck. Jim tells me it was like a bomb went off. When they reached the kitchen, Jean started crying over a spilt milk truck. Then she saw the slogan on the van, "Here comes Curly's," and she started to laugh. Her husband talked Curly's out of 3 gallons of ice cream. Jean wasn't so sure she wanted them delivering anything to her house ever again. After all, the front porch was totaled, the eating nook was toast, and the front door? No one knew where it was. Insurance covered the damage, and once the renovation was complete, they threw a party to celebrate the closing of an open house. 67 friends gathered. Guess who was among them? The Curly's guy. They had signs telling him where to park. Do not park in flower bed. Do not park in trees. The Curly's guy served 8 flavors of ice cream to neighbor kids. I asked, "Did you ever consider a lawsuit?" "Never," said Jean. "But we were surprised at how many wanted us to." When the story hit the city newspaper, we wondered why our reaction was newsworthy at all. That's the way it should be. We're followers of Jesus. We're supposed to practice love and forgiveness. If you ever visit with the Southworths, you'll notice immediately their love for God and His Word. In it, they've discovered a fantastic secret to living the joy-filled life. Gratitude. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 is one of their favorite parts of Scripture. Be joyful always, pray continually. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. I don't know what has slammed into your life, but I do know that God's word to you today is this: give thanks. God will cause all things to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Maybe not today. Maybe not next week, maybe not for a very long time, but that is His promise. Has something crashed into your life? Remember this: suffering and difficulty can be destroyers, or they can give you a chance to rebuild. They can pull your family apart or bring them together. It all depends on you, on how you respond. No matter what happens to us, there's always something to be thankful for, says Jean. In our case, God protected us. That truck could have easily come into our bedroom that morning instead of the kitchen. Jean says, Pulitzer Prize winners know what will be in their obituaries. At my funeral, someone's going to say something about the day we got creamed by a dairy truck. Then Jean starts to laugh, and thankfully, Jim joins her. That laugh has been a big deal for them. Jean says, my husband is a dentist, you know. He's used to filling cavities.
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.